Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. High of 54, today, under clear skies, northwesterly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. 29 tonight, clear skies. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, 36.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas State Legislature says that they have approved a new resolution that allows the Iowa Tribe of Kansas and Nebraska to make changes to gaming compacts. As KSNT News reports, the Kansas State Senate voted yesterday 30-5 to adopt their new resolution, SR 1750, after the House voted by a 101-20 vote to adopt their HR 6045. They say motions are now heading to the governor's desk for approval, where the bills would allow the tribe. It has received more than $7 million in state revenue from near $1.85 billion in wagers.
Rusty at Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty at Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. We offer more zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Need your car serviced? Rusty at Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Van in a wreck? Call Eck. Don't trust your collision repairs to any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at rusty@ford.com and drive home your new Ford today.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Police in the Salina, Kansas area say that a Taco Bell in the community has fallen victim to a Bitcoin scam. As Cake News reports, that according to Police Captain James Feldman, they say the unidentified employee at the West Crawford location in Salina, Kansas, had received a call from a suspected scammer posing as a corporate staff member that requested more than $1,500 in Bitcoin from the franchise. They say the employee was skeptical about the phone call and asked numerous different questions to try and verify the corporate staff member, in which the caller was able to answer all of the questions correctly. In a statement from law enforcement, they say, quote, the person stated there was a financial discrepancy at the franchise and the business needed to pay in Bitcoin to fix the issue. The employee asked multiple different questions, which the subject was able to answer and ended up going and purchasing the Bitcoin. Overall, according to the court records, the employee made three different transactions for the franchise of more than $1,600 in Bitcoin, with roughly 2 hours later, the employees realized that the scam was real and they contacted law enforcement. The investigation is still ongoing.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Governor Jim Bowen has signed Nebraska's mid-biennium budget adjustment through Legislative Bill 1412 and Legislative Bill 1413 as presented and without any line item vetoes. Speaker John Arch presented the bills on behalf of the governor as they passed the final round of debate with an emergency clause. LB 1412 passed on a vote of 42-6, while LB 1413 was approved on a vote of 37-8-3. Governor Bowen praised members of the Appropriation Committee, including Chairman Robert Clements. In other news, State Senator Lou Ann Linehan, the author of Nebraska's New Opportunity Scholarships Act, says that she knows that the state tax credit for funding students attending private K-12 school risks being rejected by voters in November. Linehan and other supporters of the school choice law drafted several bills this year in order to preserve the heart of the program regardless of the election outcome. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has been protecting farmers and ranchers season after season.
You need to know you're covered and you've got somebody covering your back.
You've got local people that everybody knows.
And we have a good policy and a good agent, and I guess that's what you need to be able to sleep at night.
Loyal, local, and rooted in ag for over 80 years. Learn more at fbfs.com/rootedinag. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas legislators, including State Representative Lisa Mosier and Senators Dennis Pyle and Elaine Bowers, report that a tax bill has occupied a considerable portion of discussion as the State House approaches a three-week spring break beginning next week. Compromise negotiations continue between the House and Senate. Elaine Bowers will be our public affairs guest this Saturday morning as she outlines the process for developing new laws. Bowers noted that her focus was on bills solving problems as opposed to just creating new legislation. Among topics of local interest is activity allowing ambulance drivers with professional experience to supplement licensed EMTs, which are often in short supply, especially in rural areas. Another was a modification which would take away a requirement for fingerprinting if an individual stopped without automobile insurance certification and later shows up with proof. Join Elaine Bauer Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Kansas Department of Health and Environment advises that the algae bloom season begins now through October 31st. The harmful algae blooms affect those on the water, including swimming, boating, and fishing. They look like foam, scum, or paint floating on the water. Colored blue, bright green, brown, or red, and can develop rapidly. Toxins can be absorbed through ingestion, inhalation, aerosols, and even skin contact. If your pets come into contact with algae, rinse the area with clean, fresh water. Be advised as we move into the spring season, the beginning of harmful algal bloom season is underway and will continue through fall. The annual Washington County Storm Spotters presentation by the U.S. National Weather Service will be held at Firehouse in Washington this evening. The spotter presentation at 6:30 is open to the public. 4-H members from the Central Kansas District, Chisholm Trail, River Valley District, Geary and Marshall counties that received top purples at their county or district club days attended the regional 4-H club days in Clay Center recently. There are no state-level club days. However, 4-H'ers who gave a project talk or demonstration can sign up to present their talk or demonstration at the Kansas State Fair in Hutchinson in September. Local news on Your Time, a podcast of the morning and midday editions, available on our website at KNDYradio.com and our social media pages. Marilyn B. Brungardt, age 91 of Washington, passed away March 25th. Funeral service Friday, April 5th, 10:30 at St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington, with a rosary at 9:30. Private burial at a later date at Sacred Heart Catholic Cemetery, Greenleaf. Visitation Thursday, 2 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Marilyn Brungardt. Samuel David Dave Carlson, age 85, of Seneca, passed away Sunday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 11 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday at 2 and at 7 p.m. at the Lower Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Dave Carlson. Karen D. Adams, age 84, of Wichita, formerly of the Greenleaf area, passed away March 30th. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Greenleaf. Burial in the Greenleaf City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Karen Adams. Diane R. Houlette, age 78, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 from St. Augustine Catholic Church, Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 3 until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 4 until 6 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Diane Houlette. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, lemon pepper fish, a muffin, sweet potatoes, asparagus, and strawberries. Tomorrow, fried chicken, baked beans, coleslaw, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News Time is 7:13.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Marshall County Museum Day is Saturday, April 6th. Free admission from 10 to 4 to the Historic Courthouse, Kester House, Pony Express Barn, and Historic Union Pacific Depot in Marysville, as well as the Blue Rapids and Oquito Museums and Emmanuel Lutheran Hermansburg School. Activities at each location as well. Bring the family and explore our history with Marshall County Museum Day, Saturday, April 6th, supported in part by Marshall County Development Corporation and Marshall County Tourism.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny today with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Northwest winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Clear skies overnight with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. More sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the upper 50s and mid 60s. Then mostly clear throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Some frost possible early Friday morning, then sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 60s, and partly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Southeast winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. There will be a chance for some rain showers into Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid 60s and lower 70s. Then some showers and thunderstorms continue into Saturday night, cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. Southeast winds between 15 and 30 and gusting as high as 45. Scattered rain showers into Sunday as well, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 50s and upper 60s, and rain Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early April 63, record high on this date 89, the average low 38, and the record low 7 degrees. Sunset this evening 7:53, sunrise in the morning at 7:08. Rainfall total Monday into Tuesday was around a quarter inch locally. It's 36 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 3rd of April. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Don't wait around to book catering for your next event. Whether it be a wedding, family, or company get-together, let Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville serve you. Pulled pork, honeyed hams, roast beef, whatever makes your taste buds happy. Dates are filling fast, so contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, your catering headquarters.
Pony Express Barn and Museum in Marysville will host guest speaker Liz Seaton this Sunday afternoon with a presentation on Marysville schools and the Kansas Arts Collecting Movement, 1900 to 1950. Liz Seaton will share examples of efforts by Marysville schools to expose students to a wide variety of art during this period. Marysville, one of 23 towns in Kansas to receive display items placed in schools, libraries, and colleges, and were located at former Central Elementary. Those dolls and dioramas are now on permanent display at the Pony Express Museum in Marysville. The program Sunday, April 7th, 2 p.m., at the Marysville City Building is free and open to the public.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. Mookie Betts of the Dodgers continues his white-hot start to the 2024 campaign, launching his league-leading fifth home run of the year last night in a 5-4 victory over the Giants.
The pitch. Mookie swings and drives it deep left center field. Way back and gone!
The call on AM 570 LA Sports. The homer was also career hit number 1,500 for Betts. Phillies star Bryce Harper was hitless for the season entering last night's game against the Reds. He ended that getting his first three hits of the year, all in the same game, and they all left the park. Phil's manager Rob Thompson on Harper's three-homer, six RBI night.
That's what the great players do. You know, they have big nights like that, and we needed it. That grand slam just sort of, everybody could exhale a little bit, and that was huge.
The D-backs handed the Yankees their first loss of the season, 7-0. Cardinals over the Padres, 5-2. Blue Jays over the scuffling Astros, 2-1. Red Sox over the A's, 5-4 in 11. NBA, good night for 76ers fans. Joel Embiid returned after missing the last 2 months. He'd scored 24 points in a 109-105 win over the Thunder. After the game, Embiid said until he can return to himself offensively, his return's biggest impact will be on defense.
I think my biggest impact is, you know, just being out there and defensively. I'm always happy I got the last stop of the game because I think I'm the best defender in the league.
In Denver, it took Nikola Jokic's 42 points to offset a near quadruple double from the Spurs star Victor Wembanyama. 110-105 Nuggets the final. Warriors over the Mavs, 104-100. T-Wolves ground the Rockets, 113-106. The Kings beat the Clippers, 109-95. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Marcus is a connoisseur of anything that's free, so he was happy to read the disclaimer on TurboTax Free Edition.
Roughly 37% of taxpayers qualify. Form 1040 and limited credits only. See how at TurboTax.com. That's me!
File your taxes 100% free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your max refund guaranteed. See if you qualify to file for free at TurboTax.com. See max refund guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
This is Lloyd Garver at Garver's Honda in Fairbury, Nebraska. We've been in the motorcycle business for over 68 years. Seems like the ATV and the side-by-sides are dominating the market. It sure saves the farmer and the businessman time and money, and especially time. We got another brand of side-by-sides in with super-built cabs. Air conditioning on them, heater, winch, even got a light bar. Got mag wheels and windshield wiper blades, and includes a 1,000cc engine with lots of power and speed. Priced at only $25,999. You can't go wrong with Garber's Honda.
Good Wednesday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Well, we are still heading through the overnight session, so let's get you a nice recap of how things finished up yesterday, as well as a nice preview through the overnight session, and maybe a look at how things might shape up for today. It was a mostly lower day in the grains yesterday. Quite a bit of pressure. Corn and wheat finishing down. It was two-sided in the soybeans, and beans eventually finished a double-digit drop into the red. It was a back-and-forth day, but much-needed recovery after a really walloping Monday led to nearly $7 drops in places for the feeder cattle markets. However, the cattle markets did recover slightly yesterday. April up 307 at the close to 243.50. May was up 217 to 244.85. Similar story for the live cattle markets. The April contract finished up 170 at 181.77. June's up $1.05 at 176.37. More two-sided trade in the hogs. Did see April lean hogs drop 40 cents down to 86.55. May also down 7 at 93.67. However, there was back and forth two-sided trade beyond that. Into the grains now this morning. Again, as I mentioned yesterday, both corn and wheat with some weakness here this morning. A bit of recovery. May corn up 2.25 to 428.75. July up 2.25 to 443.25. All three, Chicago spring, Kansas City wheat recovering slightly here this morning. It was a double-digit drop for KC wheat. May Kansas City wheat up 8 this morning at 571.25. July's up 7.25 to 564.75. Oats fairly flat, but a bit lower for May, down 0.25 at 352.5. Same story for the soybeans. It was a day of two-sided trade yesterday. Eventually finishing double-digit lower, slightly higher this morning. May beans up 3 at 11.77 a bushel. July up 2.75 to 11.90.5 a cent. May soy meal down 60 this morning to 327.70. And soy oil still higher, riding off the renewable fuel buys, up 39 points at 48.99. Cotton also higher this morning. May cotton up 18 at 90.99. Lastly, we'll take a look at a big driver for the day today. The dollar index a bit weaker to start. June down 9 points at 104.46.
Hayden Outdoors Real Estate will be selling 190 acres rolling Nebraska pasture land with exceptional recreational and cattle production opportunity Thursday, April 18th. Property located 3.5 miles northwest of Fairbury. Majority native grassland, hardwood, and cedar tree habitats with excellent fencing and a new solar well centrally located on the property. View the auction listing at HaydenOutdoors.com or contact listing broker Gene Bach, 402-520-5140. Online auction opens April 15th. Live auction Thursday, April 18th, starts 10 a.m. on the Bricks in February. Sale pending seller confirmation with close in 30 days or less.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Swine producers experienced a $30 loss per pig in 2023. 1 year later, feed costs are substantially lower and the price outlook for the summer of 2024 appears bright. K-State Extension swine specialist Joel DeRushi discusses the importance of maximizing pig performance on the finisher floor now to increase revenue.
The pigs that are consuming feed now, particularly in finishing, are the ones that are going to be marketed this summer. And so one of the things what we are trying to do is communicate the message that we want to maximize our growth rates, maximize our ideal market weights this summer, because summer market prices have increased substantially compared to where they were a few months ago. And so the profitability of these pigs being marketed really in May through August in particular should have good returns. And so we just want to make sure we're hitting our market weight targets.
He explains how to manage pigs during warm temperatures.
We're balancing our stocking density, or how many pigs are in a pen or in a certain area, so we don't create extra competition for feed as well as extra heat that's produced. And so we can do that in terms of how we market pigs or how we place pigs. Again, depending what flexibility a producer may have with different barns that they have and then their plan going into summer. Also, it's important that we provide the proper cooling. And again, regardless of size, we can provide cooling through, for those with our larger producers with confinement facilities, making sure we have our set points and our fans running appropriately, our curtain-sided finishing barns, that they're adjusted properly. We make sure we're just getting optimal cooling. Again, with some of our smaller producers, just making sure that, again, we're not having pockets. And, you know, a lot of times our outdoor shelters can just be heat saunas. And we need to make sure that if we're going to have those outdoor metal shelters for those pigs, that the backs are open, there's adequate airflow to make sure that we're not, in fact, reducing growth rate because we're causing a heat stress type of event.
DeRushi relays why fed swine profit potential will increase in upcoming months.
One of the things that's certainly helping our livestock producers and swine producers in particular is the cost to feed a finishing pig this year is roughly about $35 less per pig than a year ago. And that's substantial. If we start talking about, you know, last year we lost $32 per pig. Right now we're saving about $35 just in feed cost alone. And that's what's helping us get to that $40, $50 profitability with market prices being slightly higher. Feed costs are lower.
That was K-State Extension Swine Specialist Joel DeRushi on pig production. Learn more at www.ksuswine.org. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
There's nothing sweeter than an ear of corn you've grown yourself. We share a few kernels of wisdom on growing your own on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 3rd, the 94th day of the year. Doris Day and Marlon Brando were both born on this day. and the first issue of TV Guide was published in 1953. If you'd like to enjoy some homegrown sweet corn this summer, it'll soon be time to get your early season seeds in the ground. For harvesting throughout the summer, you'll need to stagger plantings of early, main, and late maturing varieties up to until about July 1st. How much garden space do you need? A 5-foot square area has room for 16 corn plants, which should yield about 30 edible ears of corn. A square plot is ideal, by the way, because corn is pollinated by the wind, and that configuration allows more uniform airflow compared to long rows. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening tips online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 36 degrees this hour. Repeat high in the middle 50s on tap today with windy conditions again.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Even though the Kansas State Wildcats may be over in college basketball for the 2024 season, outgoing senior Tyler Perry has announced that he may take the court one more time for a college basketball game before the end of his career. As KSNT News reports, Perry plans to participate in the NABC Reese's College All-Star Game that's set for Friday this week, April 5th. They say the All-Star Game is part of the Final Four festivities that happen this weekend, where the game will begin at 5:30 Central Time at the State Farm Stadium in Phoenix, Arizona. In other news, an announcement from the Big 12 Conference, as they say they are still working to expand the conference outside of the United States, but their meeting with Mexico may have to wait just a little bit longer. As they say, Big 12 Mexico will have their first conference's international extension, but it won't begin until the year of 2025. The initiative was originally set to start December of this year with Kansas versus Houston men's and women's basketball games in Mexico City.
Marysville baseball softball games yesterday rescheduled for April 18th. The Valley Heights track meet yesterday has been canceled. Marysville will host 3A regional baseball at Feldhausen Field May 9th through the 14th. Joined by Beloit, Ellsworth, southeast of Saline, Minneapolis, Riley County, Nemahal Central, and Sylvan Lucas Lincoln. Nemahal Central will host the 3A softball regional, which will include Marysville High. Frankfort, Centralia, and Valley Heights softball teams will compete in the 1-2A regional at Waumonsie and Alma, with the baseball teams at Mission Valley and Eskridge.
KNDY,